Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host. I think you're going to like this program. Yes, I think you're going to like this program. Welcome, everybody. Today, we're going to talk about relationships again. I've been talking about relationships just about every program for the past month, and there's a reason for it. The reason is we all have relationship problems. When I say relationship, I don't just mean with your partner. I mean with your mom, with your dad, with your kids, with your neighbor, with your relatives, with other people. We have relationship problems. People irritate us, exasperate us, make us nervous, make us angry, make us upset, disappoint us, hurt our feelings, so on and so forth. Okay? And you undoubtedly irritate, exasperate, and so on and so forth, other people. So how are we going to learn to relate to other people better? That is very, very important. You see, for example, if you take the Lord's Prayer, when Jesus taught us how to pray, he was the smartest man that ever lived. He knew more about psychology, metapsychology, spirituality, religion, how to live life, how to be successful, how to prosper, how to be happy, how to have self-esteem, how to have self-confidence, how to overcome your PTSD and your bipolar and your depression and your anxiety disorder and everything else. He knew more about how to overcome your food issues. He knew more about those issues than anyone else. He understood human nature and how to help people. So, for example, when you take the Lord's Prayer, you notice the first part is how we are to relate to God, and then the latter part is how to relate to other people. The Ten Commandments, the same way. Ten Commandments is the same way. So the Lord's Prayer is where we're supposed to relate to God in that we want His will be done. Your will, Father, not my will, but Your will. Okay? And then the latter part of the Lord's Prayer says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So the big thing there is what? Forgiveness. Forgive others. And how do you forgive others? See, most people don't even know how to forgive others. Would you believe that? We don't even know how. Or we have the wrong idea about what forgiveness means. Forgiveness doesn't mean that you have to be nice to somebody who hurt you or was cruel to you. See, it doesn't mean that. It means that you don't resent them. You don't hate them. See, drop the judgment, drop the hatred, drop the resentment. Okay, that's all you have to do. All right? That's what forgiveness means. Now, so he said he wants us to relate to God properly and then relate to other people properly. And that's the same with the Ten Commandments. See, the Ten Commandments from God himself. Don't forget, he's the one that made everything. And he made you. Now, who would know better about how you should function properly than the maker of you? See, he designed you, he made you. So what does he say? What does God say? He says, see, in the first part of the Ten Commandments, it's about how we're supposed to relate to God properly, and then the second half of the Ten Commandments is how to relate to other people. And then when they asked Jesus what's the greatest law of all, he said, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. Okay? Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. My name is Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. It's also called Common Sense. Either way. Okay? If you don't want to talk to a pastor, but you want to hear from somebody who has common sense and knows a lot about human nature, then listen into this program and go to my website. Okay, so we're talking about relationships. Now, what is our big problem when it comes to relationships with other people? Well, first thing is we resent them. That's the main problem right there. You cannot, repeat, you cannot have a good relationship with your partner, and you parents cannot have a good relationship with your kids, whether they're little kids or teens or adult, you know, grown up, grown children. You cannot have a good relationship with them if you resent them. If you resent them, you cannot. Why? Because resentment is a little bit of hate. How can you have a good relationship built on hate? Okay. And judgment. You know what the devil's feast is? The devil's feast is one man's judgment against another, one person's judgment against another, the whole world. The whole world, millions and millions of people all judging each other, all secretly judging each other and secretly resenting each other. See? It's his feast. He rubs his hands in with glee. Okay? So how about your own little world? Never mind what's happening all over the world. Never mind what's happening on the cruise ship or what's happening over in the Ukraine. Unless you happen to live there or have relatives there. Never mind what's happening in all these different places. Never mind. Never mind what's happening in some game. A bunch of grown men running around on the field in little uniforms and kicking little balls around and throwing little balls around. It's a gigantic waste of time. See? It's a pastime. It's a pastime for a person who has worked hard and who has all of their ducks lined up. And who has attended to all the important matters in life. And then if there's any time left, then perhaps a little recreation, you know, a bike ride with your family in the park, or a nice walk in the park with your family. Maybe a little badminton or a little tennis, play a little catch with your kids, or go camping. Recreation with your family. And then if there's any time left after that, you know, maybe a few minutes for watching some other people kicking a little ball around on somewhere. But I think a life well led leaves precious little time for such trivialities. I was reading a wonderful book this morning. It's by St. Francis de Sales. Francis de Sales. He's the founder of the Oblates of St. Francis de Sales. When I went to high school, even though I'm not a Catholic, I went to a Catholic high school. I wasn't doing very well in junior high. I was hanging around with some bad people, and my parents, God bless their soul, my mom and my stepdad, they said, we need to do something. So they wanted a little change of atmosphere, so they sent me to a Catholic high school. Best thing they could ever have done. Not only did I clean up my act? Not only did I start to have good grades, see? But I went on to get multiple academic scholarship offers, and then I attended a major university on a full 4-year academic scholarship. That's right. But anyway, the high school was run by the Oblates of St. Francis de Sales, a very, very nice group of priests. And their founder was Francis de Sales. Anyway, he wrote a book called Introduction to the Devout Life. La Vie Devoute, I think, or Devoute. Introduction to the Devout Life. And I was reading in there about... he begins his book by talking about meditation, about coming into the presence of God and becoming still, and how to become quiet and receptive to our Heavenly Father. And then he continues on to talk about, different things in life, like marriage and all these different work and all these different things. And then he has some tips about some other things. But one of the things he talks about is trivialities, and how you have to be careful of many, many trivial things, because they actually are attempting. See, if something trivial, some little trivial thing, you know, some little gossip or a little news, you know, news, what are they doing here and what are they doing there and what's happening here and what's happening there? Nowadays the news is more and more just like gossip anyway, isn't it? Okay. And even if it's legitimate news about awful things happening, if it doesn't involve you, it's a distraction, and it becomes a temptation because it tempts you to pay attention to it instead of to your Creator, to important matters in life, to your spouse, to your children, to your devotion to your work, to finding your life's calling, improving yourself. See, there's so many things in life to be done other than sitting around and watching some other people kick a little ball around. See, or throw a little ball around. It's a waste of time. So they can be a temptation, St. Francis de Sales was saying in his book. I don't expect any of you to rush out and read it. Most of you don't care. You could care less about such things, and that's why your lives are dribbling down the toilet. Now, let's get back to relationships again. I was saying that the problem we have... Oh, yes, I was saying that if you resent someone, you cannot have a good relationship with them, because resentment is hatred. Not only does resentment cut you off from a proper communication with them, but lo and behold, resentment cuts you off from your own inner ground of good. Resentment cuts you off from your own wellspring of life. It cuts you off from your font of life, and it cuts you off from your Creator. It's one of the worst things you could possibly do, is to indulge any resentment. So if you want to improve your relationships with your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your husband or your wife or your partner or your mom or your dad, let go of resentment. Watch for it. When you see it, let it pass. Don't indulge it. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living, and I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the 4-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the 4-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you 2 free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to my program, which is called Talk to a Pastor. Let me say a word about that, shall I? Oh, yes, did you hear the little spot that I just made? Did you hear my little commercial about the meditation? I do believe it's the most important thing you can do. You see, most people today are so lost in their thoughts. I was listening the other day to Ravi Zacharias. He's a brilliant, brilliant man. And he talked about a lot. Well, he was, you know what, he had a phrase there. He talked about the onslaught of the imagination. The onslaught of the imagination. See, reason is going by the wayside. More and more people, see, people are becoming more, we're becoming more primitive. We're degenerating to the point we become primitive. We think in slogans. We talk in slogans and in pictures. Pictures. We look at pictures. And we beat the drums. And we hop up and down to music. And we take drugs. See? And we have fallen away from the discipline of reason. See? So, most people today are so lost in their imagination and so lost in their music and their texting and their web surfing and their cell phone conversations. See, they're so lost in those things and their trivia. They're so lost in those that you can hardly reach them anymore. You can hardly talk to them anymore. See, people are totally lost in their own little world of self-preoccupation. See, all of these things, you have to be very, 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 very careful with all of these conveniences that we have. You know, it's a wonderful thing. See, I use a cell phone mobile device properly. I use the computer properly. I use them sparingly, and I use them to help other people. See, I use them to help other people get prayer requests and to answer prayer requests. And to publish my blogs and tell people about my books and audio for people to help them, help wake them up from their mental fog and their being lost in worries, doubts, and fears. See? But you have to be careful because if these things can cater, instead of being of service, a higher service for a good cause, they can cater to your ego. See, you can become very selfish, where you spend your whole life just thinking of, just looking at pornography and sucking your thumb and stuffing your face and staring at all kinds of images, see, listening to music and watching sports. See, you can spend your whole life selfishly, indulging yourself selfishly. So you have to now, more than ever before, self-discipline is important. You know, when you read people from long ago, they had a tremendous self-discipline, and life was hard. They had to get up early and chop wood and build fires and travel over the prairie with covered wagons and ford streams, and had to work on a farm and get up early to take care of the animals, and had to work all day, sun up to sundown. Life was hard. And so they had self-discipline, see? And some of you may have a grandma or grandpa who worked hard. Maybe they suffered, and maybe they were mistreated, see? But they lived with dignity, and they worked with dignity. But now we have become self-indulgent. So therefore, it is my opinion that for a person to rise above the mental fog and being lost in all their distractions and worries, doubts, and fears, they need the meditation. It's that simple.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Now, I was saying, and did you hear this announcement talking about being upset? See, being upset is also selfish. See, if you're upset, if you allow yourself to become upset about little things, it's selfish and it's egotistical. See, it builds up your pride. See, if you become irritated at someone in front of you who's driving a bit slowly, then you're puffing up. You are puffing up in pride and looking down your nose upon them, and judging them, hating them, condemning them, simply because they're driving a little bit slow. You see, the pettiness of it, the stupidity of it, the selfishness of it, the wickedness of it, see? And your kids see you. They see you becoming irritated, see? They see your self-indulgence, your emotional self-indulgences. They see that, and they don't respect it. See, they may pursue, but they don't, because they're closer to God than you are, you see. They still have eyes that can see. So a person can be so lost in worries, doubts, fears, like I said, indulgences, food indulgences, marijuana, drugs, meds. See, you can be so lost in this fog, in this soup, in this emotional soup, that you can't see the forest for the trees. And that's why the meditation, you need to meditate as I teach. See, my meditation is designed to help wake you up. See, that's the difference between my meditation and other 99% of the other meditations are simply more self-indulgence, to make you feel better, see, to have you visualize something and drift off. You know, become hypnotized. You come under the control of the person whose, you know, meditation it is. You come under their control, and then they get you into your imagination, just like a hypnotist would. So you are lost. Even if it's a night, they tell you get lost in a scene. You know, like you're sitting by a lake. You know, well, maybe that's better than imagining that you're sitting by a lake. It may be better than imagining that you're, you know, miserable and unhappy. It may be better, but then on the other hand, there's danger there because it's another false comfort. See, the whole world is there. Comfort, they'll comfort you. See? So, you need to wake up. The nice thing about the meditation is it's very, very gentle. It's very gentle. It helps you to wake you up gently. You know, when somebody is asleep, and you gently wake them up. You call their name, Mary, Joe, John, Caitlin, Josh, Robert. You call their name very gently, and they awaken. See? Just like the prince came and kissed the beautiful sleeping beauty. See? The kiss of the prince to awaken her from her slumber. Well, that's what you need. You need to be gently awakened from your slumber in a gentle way. See, if it's too harsh, you know, if it's a bucket of cold ice water, then, you know, a lot of us get a big wake-up call. But see, the problem with a big wake-up call, we get a big wake-up call when we get cancer. You know, when somebody's in the hospital, when our whole life suddenly falls apart, you know, you've been selfish and drinking and boozing and gambling and playing the lottery and everything, and all of a sudden your wife says, I'm leaving. You've been cheating on your wife. She says, I'm leaving. It's a big wake-up call. See, you find out that your lifelong indulgence of marijuana or alcohol or what have you, now all of a sudden a big health problem comes along. It's a wake-up call. The problem is what most people, when they get their wake-up call, they can't deal with it. They can't deal with reality. They're so used to being lost in their fog, they can't deal with it, so they become even more psychotic, and they escape even more. See, into heavier drugs or heavier alcohol or something, or to another woman. No, a gentle wake-up call is what you need. Get the meditation. Gently wake and start living your own life. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's RolandTrujillo. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. Worry about nothing. Pray about everything. My name is Roland, and I'm glad you listened to today's program. Please take to heart what I said. Check out my meditation, would you please? And get some of my books, and start to wake up. Start to become your own person. Let your hair down, relax a little bit, and become your own person. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.